Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Just in time for Halloween, here's a true tale of terror. 2 centuries ago, America faced an infestation of vampires. Of course, vampires don't exist, but the epidemic was real. Only the cause turned out to be something scarier. Our story begins at the close of the 1700s. People in small towns across the country began wasting away and dying, as if someone were sucking their blood as they slept. When family members began to suffer the same fate, newspapers blamed vampires. Panic ensued. In fact, the culprit was consumption, now called tuberculosis. But nobody knew what caused it back then. The vampire angle made as much sense as anything. Folks did know how to deal with that. Burn the hearts and other organs of the deceased so they could not rise from the dead and feast on others. For instance, Mercy Brown was just a child in Exeter, Rhode Island in 1833 when her mother died of consumption. Then Mercy's sister died. Then Mercy herself. Frightened townspeople dug up all three bodies. Only Mary's showed a suspected sign of vampirism. There was still blood in her heart. The mob quickly burned it, along with her liver. Of course, it was winter, and Mercy had been buried only briefly. But her name was later found in the files of British novelist Bram Stoker. In 1897, he wrote Dracula, which made vampires famous. By then, however, researchers had found that tuberculosis is caused by bacteria. The Great American Vampire Panic may hold a lesson for our current epidemic. Some people feel they're drowning in scary, contradictory information, so they retreat to their own soothing theories or do nothing. After all, conventional wisdom has been wrong before, as in Mercy Brown's case. Today, science knows a lot about tuberculosis. But sometimes it's wrong. Those bacteria? For decades, we thought they were spread primarily through coughing. But a study published last week shows the real spreader is breathing. So maybe, instead of getting all angry and condescending at people who are wrong about vaccines, masks, or other truths of settled wisdom, let's show them some empathy. Sure, we're all better off following science, but when people are panicked, they seek comfort in old, sometimes unhelpful, behavior, like burning hearts and livers. I'm Don Morrison. Happy Halloween.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.